listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Across the state today, candlelight vigils will be held in remembrance of those who have lost their lives to DV incidents. It's as May 1st marks the beginning of Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. Locally, CQ Healthy Families are hosting a candlelight vigil at Kershaw Gardens in Rocky from 6:30pm tonight. Lou from the charity says, "We have to unite together."
Showing that we are a community that won't put up with this. We want to eradicate this from our community, our nation, really. You know, this is up to all of us.
In other news, Border Force say they will keep a very close eye on the port of Gladstone. It comes as they teamed up with the Federal Police and the Gladstone Criminal Investigation Branch to seize half a ton of cocaine on the weekend. Border Force Acting Commander Jim Lay says finding $162 million worth of cocaine on an 8-metre fishing boat was like finding a needle in a haystack.
But that's testament, I guess, to the combined capabilities of Australian law enforcement agencies and sends a very clear message to drug traffickers that if you try and bring it, we will find you.
Ross River virus cases are almost 2.5 times higher than normal at the moment. The Australian Medical Association's Dr. Maria Bolden says while cases have spiked, it's not the only virus doing the rounds.
Viruses such as RSV, we're seeing a lot of influenza, we're still seeing COVID, and then we're seeing also bacteria such as mycoplasma and whooping cough. And it seems that the conditions are just right for all of these to run rife in the community.
The Central Queensland Hospital and Health Service have recorded 86 cases so far this year of Ross River virus. And the Salvation Army in Rockhampton are hoping to raise $30,000 for the region in this year's Red Shield Appeal. Volunteers will be out at shopping centres across Rocky and Yeppoon during the month of May, collecting donations to help those in need. Major Peter Sutcliffe of Rocky's Salvation Army says locally, numbers have doubled this year of those seeking help from salvos.